2, 1, booster ignition and liftoff of the Space Shuttle Discovery.
That was the launch of STS-121 almost 13, actually a little over 13 years ago, July 4th, 2006. And piloting that mission to the space station was our next newsmaker guest, now retired astronaut Mark Kelly. Captain Kelly also served as a naval aviator and is running, of course, for the U.S. Senate and joins us now on Arizona's Morning News. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thank you for being here. And I got to start off with this. Thank you, by the way, for signing your book, your number one bestseller, Mousetronaut, about a mouse who saves a shuttle mission that you wrote. And my kids love that book.
Oh, well, thanks. It's great to have little fans out there, and hopefully they're inspired for science and math.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I really like that. So you announced your 2020 Senate bid back in February. But it seems like you've been a little quiet since then in the 5 months. Is any particular reason, or is it just my perception?
Well, probably your perception. We've been getting around the state, not all 22 counties or 15 counties yet, but we're working on that really hard. So I've been up in Tuba City and Payson and Flagstaff a couple times, down by the border in Nogales and Douglas. And spending a lot of time listening to Arizonans about their issues, what they care about, what they think the federal government should and shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, Tuba City, glad to hear you're up there. My old stomping grounds, actually, they're our biggest rival in football at Page High School. Let's talk specific issues here. The border is a hot issue right now. First off, do you believe there's a crisis at the border? Because there have been people in Washington that have said there's no crisis. And then I think in some ways the evidence was put in front of them. And we're seeing just record numbers of people crossing the border. And if it is a crisis, what should be done about this?
Well, sure, I would say it is a crisis. 100,000 asylum seekers a month are numbers that we clearly can't handle. And Washington, D.C. has failed Arizona on this issue and others, to be honest. We have spent $260 billion on immigration enforcement since the mid-1980s. And what have we gotten for it? It hasn't been working. So, we clearly need better border security. We need a system that can handle and process the asylum seekers, that we need to be able to find, handle them in a safe manner. We need more immigration judges at the border to process these individuals. Clearly what D.C. has done so far is broken.
Yeah, I mean, there was that emergency measure that was put through. It was about $4.5 billion, just to deal with the emergency right now. There are people in your party. You're a Democrat running for U.S. Senate. By the way, Mark Kelly is our guest on Arizona's Morning News. A lot of people in your party have pretty much opposed everything that the president has suggested when it comes to border security, with the thought that, if you believe this, even a stopped clock is right a couple times a day. Is there anything out of President Trump's border security plans that you like?
Yeah, sure. I mean, he's talked about getting more immigration judges at the border, and he's talked about, stronger border security.
Does that include a wall for you, by the way?
Well, in certain areas,
gotta ask that question all the time.
Certain areas, okay. A barrier or a wall does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly in Yuma, Nogales, Douglas, there are other places. And if you talk to the Border Patrol about this, what's needed is more technology and more staffing. I would say if you ask NASA to come up with a plan for a 2,000-mile border, they're not going to give you a 17th-century solution for a 21st-century problem. It would probably be different things in different places. I think that's the right approach. But certainly more immigration judges, money to handle this number of asylum seekers. At the same time, let me be clear. We can't be taking children away from their parents and, locking them in cages. I mean, I don't think that's who we are as a country. D.C. Washington needs to do a much better job in handling this crisis.
A lot of people have said abolish ICE. Do you think that's really realistic, abolishing the entire Immigration and Customs Enforcement Organization?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good. That one I hear and I'm like, what are we going to do? At least about customs then, right? Yeah. I wanted to, you were, in the United States Navy. I addressed you as captain when you came in today.
Right.
What part of the military, do you think the military should be involved at all at the border?
So I served in the United States Navy for 25 years. Mm-hmm. 15 of that is at NASA as an astronaut. I flew, you know.
Thank you, by the way.
You're welcome. I flew in combat. A couple deployments to the Persian Gulf. You know, our military is designed to handle, you know, national security threats and, you know, typically overseas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to deploy active duty military troops at the border, I personally don't think that's the right approach. They're not trained for that.
Even if they're just in support roles, which we've seen the National Guard in, and actually
National Guard's different.
Yeah.
So National Guard is different, falls under the authority of the state. In Arizona, you know, the governor certainly has the right and the authority to deploy troops when he sees you know, issues that affects his state. So that totally different. But, you know, active duty troops, I think, need to be focused on, you know, issues that are facing our national security around the world. They need to focus on their training so they're prepared to meet the threats, you know, that are out there worldwide.
I don't want to stay on immigration, but my next question is going to actually kind of gently bring us into healthcare. And that is at one of those presidential debates, Democratic presidential debates, they were asked, and every person raised their hand, whether or not people who are in the United States illegally, undocumented or illegal immigrants, however you want to call them, they would be included in their health care plans. Do you think that's a little too radical?
I don't agree with that.
Okay.
And, you know, there's 25 Democratic presidential candidates at this, maybe 24 today,
yeah.
You know, might have changed. You know, they're talking about issues that Arizonans, you know, often aren't focused on. You know, but health care is something that people care about.
Right.
They want good health care coverage that they're not going to lose if they get sick, that they can keep if they have a pre-existing condition. They're concerned about their prescription drug prices, premiums and deductibles. Those are the things we need to be focused on. And this, you know, concept of, you know, health care for folks that are here illegally is, I don't think it's something that...
it's just a bridge too far.
It's, yes.
Yeah. We're talking with Mark Kelly, retired astronaut and U.S. Senate candidate. Let's talk a little bit about the person you'll likely be running against, and that is Senator Martha McSally. Where do you agree with the senator? Is there any positions that you agree with her on, and where do you think she's done a good job?
Well, I don't know her positions on every single issue.
Right.
I'm sure there are many places that we agree. We both served in the military. I certainly respect her service in the United States Air Force. We're both, you know, combat pilots.
Right.
You know, some of the issues going on in the Middle East with national security, or, you know, Korea, North Korea,
mm-hmm.
nuclear weapons. I imagine there are places where we agree, but there are places that we clearly are different.
Such as?
Such as, you know, healthcare. You know, I really strongly feel that if somebody has a pre-existing condition, that they can have and keep their health insurance. And, you know, that distinguishes me from Senator McSally clearly. And, you know, there are certainly, you know, other places as well.
Who would win in a dogfight? No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't ask that. Because an A-10.
Depends on the airplane.
Yeah, an A-10. Yeah, not exactly
right. And I
made
flew,
for dogfighting.
Well, and I flew, you know, I flew the F-18 as a test pilot, but right. Operationally I flew an airplane called the A-6 Intruder. It's also an air-to-ground airplane.
Ah, okay.
Kind of similar mission that Senator McSally had. So you put an A-10 against an A-6.
It comes down to who can do more destruction to tanks, right, on the
yes.
ground. Okay.
Yes. So we had an anti-tank mission as well, a little bit different than the way they approached it.
We're talking about U.S. Senate candidate Mark Kelly, Democrat running for the seat that Martha McSally is in currently, and we're coming up on the 50th anniversary of man landing on the moon. I imagine that was an inspiration to you to get to become an astronaut.
It was. I was in kindergarten when Apollo 11 happened, when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin went to the surface of the moon. My twin brother, who also became an astronaut,
mm-hmm.
he remembers it vividly, that moment. I don't remember any of it.
But just the fact that man walked on the
My
moon.
My mom says I fell asleep on the floor. So I totally missed it.
You know, my husband has been watching all the specials on TV over the past few weeks about the anniversary.
Right.
He's fascinated with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I am too. I got to be honest.
Well, me too. I was watching a thing on PBS last night. It was really good about, I mean, it was detail about, you know, Wernher von Braun and, you know, the engineers and, you know, the very beginning, Mercury, Gemini leading into Apollo.
Well, we'll bring space back to politics here, right, for just a second. And what do you think of President Trump's plans on space? He wants to go to Mars and he's talking about a space force. What do you think?
Well, I think the first person to walk on the planet Mars is alive today. It might be some kid in high school. Mm. Could be even somebody older than that. I mean, we don't know. It's a challenging proposition to send people to Mars,
yeah,
and then safely get them back. Mm-hmm. I think it's something we should be doing as a country. I think when we do these very aspirational things that are very difficult with people, we get tremendous amounts back as a country.
Yeah.
You know, the aerospace industry from Gemini through Apollo to the space shuttle program has really powered our economy for decades, large segments,
mm-hmm,
of it. And we're a leader in aerospace and we need to continue to do that.
What about the Space Force, though?
Well, you know, the Air Force Space Command does a very good job with that mission now, right? There's about 20,000 individuals. It's very small. You know, they handle the contracting of satellites and the satellite operations and the launch contracts and, you know, early warning, you know, as part of our total defense, you know, infrastructure. To take that away from the Air Force and build basically a new organization, mm-hmm, that also has a bureaucracy over it. And I just don't think it's the right timing for that. It creates a fifth branch of the military,
right,
that is significantly smaller than the Marine Corps, which, by the way, was about 190,000 people, which was by far the smallest branch of the military.
Mm. Yeah, I just thought you might be all for this because, you know, you could combine your two careers, you know, and be flying a fighter spacecraft.
Hey,
you know?
I'm for things that operationally make sense. And we consider the cost involved in doing this. I think we always need to consider the budget.
Good.
And the pros and the cons of these decisions. And with regards to the Space Force, I don't think the timing is right for this.
Okay. Retired astronaut, U.S. Senate candidate Mark Kelly, thank you for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jim.